रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज मई वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना मई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय। राय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओ ग्लोरिस्ट शंबल डिबोरी ओ ग्लोरिस्ट शंबल डिबोरी ओ ग्लोरिस्ट शंबल डिबोरी ग्लोरिस्ट श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर नंबर 10 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। सह वै अयम् यत् पदम अत्र सूरयः जित इन्द्रियाः निर्जित मातरिश्वानः पश्यन्ति भक्ति उत्कलित अमल आत्मना ननु एषः सत्वं परिमात्रशं अर्हति। स वा अयं यत्पदमत्र सूरयोः जितेन्द्रिया निर्जितमातरिष्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्ति उत्कलितामलात्मना नन्वेष सत्वं परिमाष्टुमर्हति। स वायं यत्पदमत्र सूरयो जितेन्द्रिया निर्जितमातरिष्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्ति उत्कलितात्मलात्मना नन्वेष सत्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति। स वायं यत्पदमत्र सूरयो जितेन्द्रिया निर्जितमातरिष्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्ति उत्कलितात्मलात्मना नन्वेष सत्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति। सह हि वै बाय प्रोविडेंस आई एम दिस यत् दैट विच पदमात्र। हियर इज द सेम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्ण। सूरयः द ग्रेट डिवोटीज जित इंद्रियाः हु हैव ओवरकम द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द सेंसेस निर्जित थरली कंट्रोल्ड मातरिश्वनः लाइफ पश्यन्ति कैन सी भक्ति by dint of devotional service utkalita developed amala atmana those whose minds are thoroughly cleansed na nau esha Certainly by this only. Sattvam, existence. Parimastram, for purifying the mind completely. Arhati, deserve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead whose transcendental form is experienced by great devotees who are completely cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life and senses. And that is the only way to purify existence. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord can be known in His real nature by dint of pure devotional service only. So it is stated here that only the great devotees of the Lord who are able to clear the mind of all material dust by rigid devotional service can experience the Lord as He is. Jitendriya means one who has full control over the senses. The senses are active part of the body and their activities cannot be stopped. The artificial means of yogic process to make the senses inactive has proved to be abject failure, even in the case of great rishis, yogis like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni controlled the senses by yogic trance, but when he happened to meet Menaka, a heavenly nice society woman, he became a victim of sex, and artificial way of controlling the senses failed. But in the case of a pure devotee, the senses are not at all artificially stopped from doing anything, but they are given different good engagements. When the senses are engaged in more attractive activities, there is no chance of their being attracted by any inferior engagements. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the senses can be controlled only by better engagements. Devotional service necessitates purifying the senses or engaging them in the activities of devotional service. Devotional service is not inaction. Anything done in the service of the Lord becomes at once purified of this material nature. The material conception is due to the ignorance only. There is nothing beyond Vasudeva. The Vasudeva conception gradually develops in the heart of the learned after a prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. But the process ends in the knowledge of accepting Vasudeva as all in all. In the case of devotional service, this is very same method is accepted from the very beginning, and by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed in the heart of a devotee due to dictation by the Lord from within. Therefore, controlling the senses by devotional service is the only and easiest means. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manyogishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sādvaitam Sāvadūtam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhamsate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
स वा अयम यत् पदम अत्र सुवर्यो जितेन्द्रिया निर्जित मातरीश्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्त्युत्कलिता अमलात्मना ननवेश सत्वं परिमाष्ट्रम अर्हति। हियर इज द सेम सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हुज ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म इज एक्सपीरियंस्ड बाय द ग्रेट डिवोटीज हु आर कंप्लीटली क्लींस्ड ऑफ मटीरियल कॉन्शियसनेस बाय डिंट ऑफ rigid devotional service and full control of life and senses. And that is the only way to purify existence. So, this is the process of Krishna consciousness which is endorsed by the ladies on the rooftop of their houses in Mathura when the Lord was departing. They have realized the Lord, but what kind of devotional service they have performed, we don't get much glimpse. But when their knowledge of that absolute truth, which is spoken here, is good enough that they must have also performed heaps of pious activities, which must have culminated into pure devotional service, and they were appreciating the Lord's beauty, the Lord's gait, Lord's super excellent activities in removing all the inauspiciousness hanging around in Mathura, killing all the demons, Kamsa himself, and everything has become now orderly. King Ugrasen became the king. But now the Lord is departing. The Lord is departing from Mathura. When Arjun and Uddhav both led the Lord towards his Dwarka journey, all of a sudden the residents of Mathura started speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they experienced. They are indicating in this particular verse that only by pure devotional service one can know the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. Srila Prabhupada asserts that this is the same thing Krishna also spoke in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javanaschasmi tattvatah tato ma tattvato gyatva vishate tadantaram bhaktyamam only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am. Bhaktyatu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidurjum. To be more specific, only by undivided devotional service. Evam vidho means, Arjun, just like I'm standing before you, in front of you in two-handed form. Srila Prabhupada puts up the emphasis on that. Evam vidho. Vidho means to know. But evam vidho is more significant. Means, as I am standing before you in my two-handed form, only by undivided devotional service can we be able to know Him in that truth. The truth is expressed that Krishna is existing in His two-handed form, that Supreme Personality of Godhead in His super excellent manushintanum, human-like form. This is His original form. Man is made in the image of God. God is not in image of man. This is the original form of the Lord. And we are reminded that somehow or other by nature's law, the consciousness is developed in human beings, so it must be utilized to come to the point of some expression of similarity between the Lord and us. That we have been given such an opportunity to have a form identical, but of course reflected form of the Lord. But this is an indication that only in human form of life can this process of knowing Him by pure devotional service be possible. So, such an expression which is the Lord's statement Himself in Bhagavad Gita, these ladies didn't come to the battle of Kurukshetra to hear this conversation. But yet they are speaking the absolute truth which is revealed to them simply by mentally serving the Lord, because everyone has a different bhava to interact with the Lord. And they were doing. So they were doing was manasi puja. They were personally unable to render any physical service. But better than physical service, unless and until it is purified by sense control and mind control, mental seva will not be appreciated. Here they are on the they are not mental, sentimental ladies, but they were serving the Lord with their true conception of the Lord in their mind. Right? So, therefore, such words of the same absolute truth which is spoken by Lord Himself is coming out from their mouths. Then, bhaktya mam abhijanati. And bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidho arjuna. Gyatum drashtum cha tatvena pravishtum cha parantava. Not only by knowing is enough, but seeing. So these ladies were seeing the Lord face to face. Of course He was departing. But nonetheless, even in the departure, absolute truth is conveyed. In appearance, also the absolute truth is conveyed. And when the Lord is departing from their sight, absolute truth is conveyed. Tato ma tattvato gyatva vishate tadantaram. Tato ma means thereafter, my means me. Gyatva, knowing in truth, vishate tadantaram, you will be able to enter into my consciousness and interact with me. The Lord allows pure devotees, thus purified by pure devotional service, allowed to interact. So, gyatum drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum is the same thing. That what is impossible to have the real audience with the Lord, seeing face to face with the Lord. But that is the truth, and they are seeing face to face, they are acknowledging. Right from the rooftop, they didn't have binoculars to see the Lord's face. Well, Lord was departing, means they would have seen only the Lord's back. But nonetheless, what is the front and what is the back of the absolute truth? It is the same absolute truth. So here we are reminded that the purificatory process that is given is a prerequisite. One cannot go through the mental titillation to express the bhava bhakti immediately. Yesterday when Mataji came, and they are accustomed in Vallabha Sampradaya to render bhava bhakti, and especially to Ladu Gopal. You may think that it is easy to handle a child because of motherly expression, they can feel it natural, but the absolute truth is little far away. So they have to use their mental conception of trying to render service and engage in their household affairs. So general practice is that as many children one has, that many Laddu Gopal they keep. And they worship simultaneously. As if, you know, the Lord is being represented. So they try to fulfill the manorats or their mental desires through nourishment of the baby Krishna form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this in Balya Lila only, but she cannot handle that on Pauganda Lila and Purna Lila of the Vrindavan pastimes and the Kishore Avastha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prevented Vallabhacharya. Oh, I know Krishna only as the milk sucking son of Mother Yashoda. That's about it. So the truth is there that you may be able to act mentally to perform all the seva, but unless and until mind is purified, until senses are purified. So yama and niyama are the prerequisites, but they can be easily available through undivided devotional service, which is developed through Vaidhi Bhakti, not Raganuga Bhakti. Easily available to purify our senses if we go stepwise. So then I explained that, Mataji, that what about Anartha Nivritti, which is recommended to get your firm determination of the resolve. But your mind is fluctuating because of the material attachments that you have. You are supposed to put 100% attachment to Laddu Gopal, but you are not able to. You have to go through, because she was now expanding her field of attachment by serving grandchildren. So, how many more Laddu Gopals she is supposed to put? And there should be grand Laddu Gopals? No. So, in the sense that we have to understand very, very carefully that when our mind and senses are not controlled, purification doesn't come. Pure thoughts of pure devotional service will never arise. There is always a material desires are making obstacles in service to Lord Krishna. So therefore I told her that according to Haridas Thakur, the sthayi bhava, steady sentiments towards Krishna and in the pushti or nourishing the child never arises in yugas. How many yugas one can cross over? It will never arise. So we do not accept sentimentalism is the process. Rupa Goswami says that is the biggest obstacle in achieving the desired goal of life, which is called Krishna Prem. What to speak of pure devotional service? It will be always hampered by our anarthas. So she immediately acknowledged and said, this is the reason you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They are chanting mantra Om Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, but I told her the meaning is that Lord Krishna is my shelter. But her activities are supposed to give Krishna proper shelter.
And at the same time we see that she is supposed to fulfill Krishna's manorats, whatever is Krishna's mind. And accordingly, she should worship. That is Pushti Marg. But instead, she has her own manorats too. So, two things are conflicting. But here, the assertion of these ladies of Mathura says very precisely that unless and until the pure devotees who have purified their senses and mind, nobody can approach Krishna like that. So Krishna remains far away. But they are able to understand. They had mental conception with purified mind. They are not whimsical or sentimental ladies now. So it is when Lord Krishna is closely associating with the Yadu dynasty staying in Mathura. So Srila Prabhupada is telling on the other side that artificial means of yogic process to control the senses and mind that is given in Patanjali Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. The eight stages of what you call yoga ladder. But this yoga ladder is according to Patanjali. It is also described in the several Vedic texts before Patanjali. Before Patanjali. Krishna himself describes this process in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's a very rigid process, very difficult to perform in this age of Kali, where the mind has no limits of its turbulence. Mind is always turbulent. And to control that mind, Arjun felt is impossible. But yet there was a meritorious process in Satya Yuga where everything is tranquil, conducive to meditate. Karda Muni meditation, you can understand. He was so fearless, he didn't have to worry. There were a lot of wild animals and rakshasas there too. But anyway, it was meritorious then to meditate. So easiest way is to meditate on the sound vibration of bhakti. That is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, even the yogic process to make the senses inactive has proven to be abject failure in the case of Vishwamitra Muni. Simply by tinkling of ankle bells of Menaka. He, even though unknowingly, broke his meditation. So the idea is that it is too difficult for such a great exalted personality who is supposed to play very intricate and important role with the advent of Lord Ramachandra. Such a great muni can also become victimized. So what to speak of people in Kali Yuga, where everybody is victimized without exception. They have to have a lot of strong sadhana, equivalent of Satya Yuga of meditation by Ashtanga Yoga. But Prabhupada says, meditating on the holy vibration and engaging all our senses Just like Ambarish Maharaj, Savai Manah Krishna Padaravindayo, Vanchansi Harir Gurunanur Varanan. Every part or every limb, every senses can be engaged in Krishna's service. And that can be engaged through simply chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a profound engagement in chanting, hearing, remembering. And all the subsequent mantras of Lord Shri Krishna are to be chanted at every action of an offering. Without mantra and meditation on the Lord's form and acceptance of service through the mantra, otherwise it is not possible. So this is our Pancharatri Ki Vidhi. So holy name will be accompanied along with the Vigraha Seva. Holy name will always keep on. It's not that, oh, the Brahmanas are not supposed to chant their Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They have to chant more than Hare Krishna Mahamantra all the time and practice their Gayatri in Tri Sandhya. But it's nonetheless devotional service. It is not a personal Nirjan meditation. Not to be done, but rather it has to be done in proximity of the deity. Deity is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is not a murti. He will reciprocate with our purification. You know, as we get purified, the deities reciprocate. And in the pure state, deities were reciprocating with exemplary behavior of Madhavendra Puri. So many great stalwarts. Raghunandan. Raghunandan Acharya. Son of who? Mukunda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Mukunda, who is the father and who is the son? Right? You know that incident? Mukundata has some rush job to do, and he told his son, Raghunandan, please offer this bhoga to deity and make sure he eats. Means, don't offer him in your play or any other, aspect. Be careful when you are worshipping the deity. So, Mukunda spoke that and he left. So, Raghunandan was simply a kid, like you. So, what did he do? He prepared himself some kheer and offered. But he saw that deities are not eating. So he requested, oh my God, my father will chastise me. Please eat for the sake of my protection. Please eat. And he was praying to the Lord so deeply, without any guile, any other, personal desire, personal motivation. The Lord reciprocated with him. And he ate everything. So, Raghunandan said, thank you very much. And he took and washed the pots, and then Mukundat came. Where is Mahaprasad? And Raghunandan said, oh, he ate everything. I said, no. But Mukundat had some respect for his son because he was a pure devotee. But he wanted to conform. So he said, no, prepare again. So this time, the father prepared and he told Mukunda, Raghunandan to offer him again. So this time he made one laddu and gave. So again, Raghunandan came and said, "My dear Lord, you have to leave something behind. You know, I'm again in the soup. So, can you please accept?" And the Lord took half and left half. Meanwhile, Mukunda was watching from behind. And he became completely, full of joy. So when Mukunda came with half laddu, he embraced, "Oh my God, you are the purest of all pure devotees." So then he started revering his son. And Mukunda had this conception, "Oh my God, he's teaching me how to love God. He is my guru, he is my father." So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him purposely, "Mukunda, who is the father and who is the Lord? Who is the son?" Then he says, "Raghunandan is my father. My son is my father." I was contemplating, just because on last week there was the disappearance of Raghunandan Thakur. So, English thinking that the child is the father of mankind. They say, a child is the father of mankind. But that is only on the bodily conception. They think the child has his potential father. Means he is supposed to propagate bodies. It has nothing to do with devotional service. But yet, they have similar definition. But here we can understand the pure devotional service. The process is so perfect, it makes us perfect. So we have to depend upon the process of Krishna consciousness, which is perfect and complete. Prabhupada said, "I may be imperfect, but the process I follow is perfect." Therefore, never underestimate the process of pure devotional service, uninterrupted and unmotivated, which never comes unless and until we are properly purified. Unless and until we are properly purified. So, always our aim and objective should be our purification, rather than dragged into bhava and controversies. Right? So this is important to understand, that no artificial means of controlling the mind and senses can become effective as good as chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Performing Vaidhi Bhakti is the safest process. It has been approved both by Pancharatriki and Bhagavad Vidhi. It includes both. The sentiments are only, we know the efficacy of the holy name, it alone can deliver us. It has the potency. But unless and until properly purified by the holy name. But that obligation is on all of us to render understanding and service attitude to the holy name. Then and then the holy name will reveal its nature. Atah Krishnasya namadi na bhavit grahyam indriyaihi. At present, the holy name, the nature of the holy name or expansion of the holy name, the Lord's form, gunas and activities are impossible to be understood by our blunt senses. That is called Jada Indriya. Jadendriya, not Jitendriya. Where is Jad Bharat? He escaped. I saw him. And when that word came, of controlling the senses, and he must have thought of that Maharaj is going to speak about me. So anyway, we are right now in Jadendriya Priyatranya Apnoti Na Sadhu Manne Atmanoyam Asannapi Kleshada Asadeha. We are in a position right now, and then Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. We are maddened by uncontrolled senses and ending up in vikarmas. The one that I am not suggested or recommended to perform. So, na sadhu manye. It is to be considered to be inauspicious. Or it is not auspicious activities according to my thinking. Prahlad Maharaj says this. Na sadhu manye. Atmanoyam. For the self. Because asan api klesha da asadeha. Even though I am situated within this body, but it is asat, temporary. And it is klesha da, it is going to give me miseries and nothing. So everything is negative. I am in a negative or completely opposite medium of existence that is called body. We are not this body. We are in completely opposite medium, material medium. So it is called asat. Kleshada. Moreover, our activities are producing results which are miserable. I mean, they are giving miseries and miseries. The parabhavasya abodhajato. As long as we are ignorant of this fact, we are sure to be defeated in our life. Chavanna jigyasam atma tattva. We have to create the inquisitiveness of knowing the reality of the self. Javat kriya, whatever we do, tavat manobhi. Our mind will become like that. To karmatmakam eva sharir bandhana. We are under this conditioned state of bondage because of this ignorance of the self. And therefore we are not properly engaged. But devotional service is a perfect engagement. Perfect engagement. It's not only spiritual in nature, but also it will give us experience. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartam avyayam. It will be experienced by the self because it's an observational truth. Performance of such activity, process, is giving the direct perception. It is pleasant to be performed. It is pleasure all the time. It is spontaneous. We are dragged into chanting of Hare Krishna. We are dragged into spontaneous cooperation. If not, at least fructified up to devotional service, but cooperation is spontaneous. Then we are well set. Our mind is well set. Spontaneous cooperation. It's not a calculated risk. Oh, well, I have to see. Now, whom do I have to work with? Oh, it's my junior. Oh, this now. Where is the spontaneity? The spontaneous nature is that I'm ready to serve Prabhu. What service I can render? It's not a selective service. So, susukham kartum avyayam. Avyayam means inexhaustible. It is of permanent asset. And we have to keep on building, because these are the building blocks of purity. Purity is not something like a whitewash. It builds up our Swarupa, our activities in Swarupa, and the perfect engagement in Krishna Loka. This is what we have to build here in Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada made this big devotee turnout factory, building such character of pure devotees. It is possible, that is what is said. Anything done in service of the Lord becomes at once purified of its material nature. It's the simplest formula. Anything done, no reservation, but that has to be understood, and do it, but in service of Krishna. Do it, but in Krishna's service. All the time, whenever we think, oh, I have something else to do, and we set up our own priorities in household life or any kind of life, the priority separates our consciousness. If we don't think that any priority is to be connected with Krishna, we can't separate our priorities separate from Krishna. Engage the priorities even in service of Krishna, as a service of Krishna. You may be a student, you may be going to the job, you know, service, anything. If that is your priority, let it be. But dovetail it into Krishna consciousness. Most of the people do not know. Generally they have a question that I'm a working man, I have found difficulty in even executing my rounds, prescribed rounds. So it's only a struggle in he's trying to change artificial priorities and try to balance it. No, you cannot curtail any activity, but the chanting is obligatory, because it is going to control all our senses and mind. That's powerful process. So we suggest that get up early, don't disturb your regular priorities of work and whatever activities within the family will be there, but get up early, chant your rounds, keep Krishna as the supreme priority position, and then you dovetail all the activities in Krishna consciousness. So this is important. So the state of purification is called Vasudeva. Krishna appears only in this state. And Lord Shiva is telling Parvati about this particular state. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudevam Shabditam. The purified state of existence is termed as Vasudeva. We get example of Vasudeva. For how many ages they were the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? They wanted him to appear. In the first millennium, they were Prishni and Sutapa, and the Lord appeared as Hiranyagarbha. But, of course, he was recognized as their son, but there was no interaction of Vatsalya Rasa or anything. And the Lord came to save the Vedas and disappeared. In the second millennium, the Lord appeared as Vaman. Vaman avatar. So at that time they were Aditi and Kashyapuni. The same personality. They wanted a child. So he came as a child, but wanted to go to Bali Maharaj's sacrifice and immediately ordered them, "I have come for this function." So again, they were left behind to express the Vatsalya Ras. So in Dvaparante, the Lord appeared as Krishna. But he appeared in the four-handed form. But Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami explains that how did he appear? Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison house, they gave birth to six Vasus and they were all mercilessly killed by counselors. But the seventh one was transformed into Rohini Garbha. That was Balaram. And within no time, the Lord took place where? Not in Devaki's mind. He appeared first in Vasudev's heart because they were completely purified, but see, the Lord appeared in the heart of Vasudev. This is the Immaculate Conception coming through with a very transferable medium. So that state of Vasudeva is completely pure because the Lord has resided in his heart. Then he initiated Devaki by transferring the Lord's conception from his heart to the heart of Devaki. The Lord is thus transferable through the process of initiation. It depends upon the purity of the devotee. And the receptive person also. Here we are simply trying by giving proper initiation, the proper process and everything for proper qualification also same. Possibility is there. But in the degree of our purified state, we can be given opportunity for transfer of the Lord from Guru's heart into the disciple's heart. So therefore our process in Guru Vandana is that Chakshudana dilo jay janme janme prabhu se divya jnana ride prakashito. See the transfer process. The Lord is conceived in the transcendental sound vibration of Sukadeva Goswami, which were recompiled by Vyasadeva and put it in Srimad Bhagavatam form. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everybody, you know, put it at the completely exalted position that out of all the Puranas, all the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost. Because it's revealing the transcendental nature. Not only revealing the transcendental nature of the Lord, but the process of receiving the transcendental nature of the Lord and become benefiting to all the humanity in Kali Yuga. So, it gives us the opportunity to stepwise direction. Starting from Shraddha to Prem, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us the process of the Bhagavat Dharma. It's starting from Shrunatam Shvakatam Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Radayantascha hiya badrani vidunati sura. All the way up to the last stage in the fifth sloka it is said that vidyate radaya granthi chintyanti sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drashta evatmanishvare. This process is putting us face to face with the Lord. So we must know how to see the Lord. The art of seeing, art of transcendental perception. This opportunity is given by cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So, in the degree of our purification, the absolute truth is revealed. Therefore, Prabhupada said, I may not be pure, but the process I follow is pure. Even though he was pure, he was so humbly directing us. He was putting himself into the ranks of ordinary devotees that he was cultivating. He came from the topmost position to the ground state position of ours. So we can understand that pure devotees are on the Vasudev platform. They are on completely purified state of existence where they are able to reveal the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the understanding. And then, therefore nothing is beyond Vasudev. The Vasudev conception gradually develops in the heart of the learned after a prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. Wow. Prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. Means, this purification will take time. Prolonged acceleration. That is called Tivra Bhakti. Prolonged acceleration. That reminds me this what they call God particle, Higgs boson, that they found out. It was also a prolonged acceleration of money. Tens of billions of dollars were spent. Prolonged acceleration. Just to smash and find out that yes, the God particle does exist. But now they want to control it. Well, anyway, it's a joke. Their assertion is coming from nothingness to belief at least. They were thinking, the scientists were thinking that there must be something. But how does it do? We do not know. So it's completely unimaginable, is it not? So they think if we split an atom, up till now they were baffled by creating more subparticles. And this Big Bang that they think is also creating subparticles but of different nature, that they already got Nobel Prize in 1956 and Srila Prabhupada wrote about it. You read the very first chapter of Easy Journey to Another Planets and you will be said, okay. Prabhupada also said, yeah, we agree, but we dare say agree that there will be total annihilation if there is a Big Bang. No, life is eternal. But here they are coming to a belief, not yet proven, that this Higgs boson is responsible to give mass to other particles. All of a sudden, from nothing, they are coming to something. It's a belief. Then, from thin air, something can be produced. Now, no more accidents. Big Bang is disproving themselves. Disproving themselves. From something, something is coming. But what is this? How come a very small, tiny the tiniest particle ever possible, and that was of a different nature, yet it is going to give mass, means material mass, to a particle, which is proton and neutron. So, they are simply wasting time. They are coming in a system of belief. Up till now they were saying, unless and until it is proven. They don't know yet how it is giving mass, but they come to agreement that this must be responsible to give the mass. It's an easy escape argument. Oh, we know God exists, but our God is Higgs boson. He is responsible to give mass and life to everyone. It means it's another ism, like Christianity. Jesus Christ is the only one. Allah, the only one. We say Krishna is the only one. And after all, Higgs boson is coming, but it's nowhere. They have not proven anything that he is smaller than the smallest, it's all right, but bigger than biggest, not yet. Anoraniya mahato mahiya. That declaration is already there, and they are finding out after, you know, so much labor, and only in this particular time. Up till now they had a failure. And yet, so much speculative aspect. But definition, situation is described in the process of Krishna consciousness. Brahma knows Higgs boson long time back. Right? Because he was the one who heard that sound, tapa, tapa. The opposite of tapa is pata. When something explodes, it says pat. When it may be loud, pat. Pataka, pat. Pat, 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 pat means how the revolver shoots. So it's not like bang, bang, bang. There is no end there. In fat, there is no resonance. It creates a fear. Resonance, Krishna, when you say the resonant sound, it gives joy. Krishna, in etymology, kridhatu is all supportive and na is all pleasurable. Pleasure giving. So Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, but Big Bang is not the reservoir of pleasure. They do not know the process of bhakti, but they are creating another ism, another belief system. They think all the religious system have basic belief. So now they are creating a scientific religion based on a belief system of Higgs boson. A boson has N or something pleasure. An Indian scientist who joined this particular group, it came from Satyendranath Basu. The Basu is boson. They connect with it. Satyendranath Basu is the scientist who proposed, and he and Higgs both co-jointly worked on it. And therefore that particle was given the name Higgs boson. But not Higgs basu. Higgs boson, N is there. So they think something pleasure will come out from this name. But anyway, here is Vasudev. And that guy is only Basu. Here is Vasudev in connection with Krishna. What is that state of existence? As completely purified state of existence is called Vasudev state. And only in purified state Krishna can appear, because Krishna is said to be Vishuddha Sattvam. Krishna is on the platform of Vishuddha Sattvam. And he can only appear in that purified state. So, a devotee by accelerated devotional service
accelerated. Okay?
He can do the same experiment within him. He doesn't have to spend $1 billion to create a big collider. Hebron collider, what they call it.
So, the process ends in the knowledge of accepting Vasudev is all in all. In case of devotional service, this is the very same method is accepted from the very beginning. These guys are accepting little. They are not even a fundamental belief system, the scientist. Alright? But they do appear to now agree with us somewhat. And by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed in the heart of devotee due to the dictation by the Lord from within. When Einstein came to that that formula of E is equal to mc square, how the mass is to be calculated and the energy released based on the mass. So, he expresses when he read Bhagavad Gita that he got the inspiration from the super soul within him. You read glorification of Bhagavad Gita by Albert Einstein. You know? There are certain quotes already published along with our Bhagavad Gita as it is. One of them was Albert Einstein. But he acknowledges there is some superior activity is being accompanying. And it is the one that inspires. So, here we say simply that by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed in the heart of devotee due to dictation by the Lord with him. Therefore, controlling the senses by devotional service is the only and easiest means. So those who are fond of doing some yogic exercises, they are simply wasting their time. Convince them. You know? And they should perform Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And soon the time will come and everybody will start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We don't have much time for questions, but I know you have. Where is the Sitaradya? He's controlling the plan. Okay, one or two questions, quickly. Today is Rupa Goswami's disappearance day. Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atha Vajana Kriya Atha Anartha Nivrutti Shya Tato Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhav Tatha Prem. This is the wonderful Vaidhi Bhakti he gave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Rupa Goswami the Acharya of Rasa Tattva. So he told him to write books. And he did. Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī Prabhupāda Gī Jai. Jagat Guru Śrīla Prabhupāda Gī Jai. Thank you very much.
Jai.